Mental health professionals do not consider compulsive shopping an addiction due to the fact that there is no physical dependency as you would find with drugs or alcohol. Compulsive shopping typically occurs in a continuing vicious cycle. It's usually set off by depression or some other emotional distress such as boredom, disappointment, anger, or fear. When these emotions come, they set off an impulse for crazy shopping, which gives a sense of relief. When they reach a depressed state, they're extremely susceptible to advertising and will buy anything that they feel will make them more attractive, powerful, or secure. Following the purchase, however, there is a letdown usually followed by guilt over the wasted money or increasing debt. This guilt and stress leads to another round of depression, which begins the compulsive shopping cycle all over again. Treatment for shopaholism can be more complex than treating a physical addiction like drugs or alcohol. While there are a number of steps a compulsive shopper can take on their own to help reduce their shopping to normal levels, ultimately, professional psychological help is needed to overcome the problem.